I was studying, I decided to go in for history because I thought that was a very good thing to study. And went in there and we had these big lectures. You have about 200 students all listening to lectures and these people telling us the most terrible things. And one was about Gustavus Adolphus and saying that he'd invaded somewhere to find an outlet for a surplus metal. And of course, I was furious about this. You know, you have no idea how angry I was. And I shouted and said, rubbish, nonsense, and all the rest of it, and walked out of the class, you see, because I thought this was a terrible thing to say, because I had always been told that Gustavus Adolphus was a man who was concerned about freedom of religion and all the rest of it. And so I went up to see them. And there again, they couldn't have been nicer. I said to the people in this university, you know, this is really terrible. This is really shocking what's happened. I said, I just can't put up with this. And so they said that they would very kindly arrange for me to get in, to look at something else. And so they offered me economics and politics. And I said, that'd be fine. So I switched over to economics and politics. It was terribly funny because the professor there was a chap called Ron Meek, who was the editor of Marxism Today. And so, but however, he was different from the other ones. He was splendid. He was a real believer, you know what I mean? He was someone who you felt there was nothing wrong about him. He was someone who actually believed that, you know, communism could do good things to people and all the rest of it. I got on very well with economics and politics, although, in fairness, the majority of the lectures seemed to be very left-wing. They were, if you're a believer, there was no problem. And they accepted I was a believer on the other side.